Hello all, this is Wardell Rouse. My article was over kids using technology to try to increase their level of fitness and also nutritious intake. In the article, it kind of summarized a group of kids went through a 10-week program. And in this program, they played this video game that helped them decide on what are good choices of food to eat throughout the day. And as a part of the study, the kids interacted in games and things of that nature. And 57 children who kind of went through the study showed significant improvements from their pre-test to their post-test. For third graders, 15 kids took the pre-test, and their average score was like 17.8. Now, I'm sorry, let me back up a little bit. The pre-test and post-test average by grade is based on a 50-point test. So these kids scored 17.8 on their pre-test in third grade. And then on their post-test, they averaged 26.73. The fourth graders in the same group, they averaged, there was 26 kids in the fourth grade class, and they averaged 20.92. on the pre-test, and then on the post-test, it averaged 26.54. The fifth graders have 16 kids who participated in the study, and those kids averaged 16.9, and then on the post-test, they averaged 28.13. Totally, 57 kids, total average of all 57 kids was 20.14 on the pre-test. And the total average for the post-test was 27.4. Now, the study did find that there was a significant amount of increase in kids, you know, using video games to impact learning and also to choose healthier choices as far as in lunchroom, at home, or in restaurants and things of that nature, which there was another study a while ago that I looked at. Even I had to take a look at it. When I actually was last semester, and it was called How Does Motion-Based Video Games Enhance or Impact Level of Fitness? Basically, what is a motion-based video game? It is a game sort of like Let's Dance or things of that nature where kids are actually participating in the activity and the movements. And what they found is, even though the study, it wasn't significant over the chart, but there were gains that kids made. So kids who had a tendency of not being active made significant gains in using that particular program. Right now, a lot of the motion-based video games are used in elementary schools around the country as a fun way to get kids moving, especially on rainy days when kids can't get outside and participate. And so I have to agree. I really think technology, even in this sense, can benefit children in the long run. No, it's not the only step. But again, you know, the way I look at it, even from a football coach standpoint, what I always try to do is instill tools in my kids' toolbox to kind of help them be better at their sports. And so when you're looking at this, when it comes towards increasing the kids' technology to live a longer, healthier life, I look at it as another tool in a child's toolbox to kind of help them make better choices in order to help them live longer. Thank you for listening. This is Wardell Rouse signing off. Bye.